Hello again, and welcome to Fireside Chats with your lovely host, a little off topic. I'm Wiener Too. In studio with me, Lurch and Andy. Lurch, how are you?
I'm good.
Andy, good morning.
Good afternoon, buddy.
We'll be spinning records for you all day long with classic hits and light rock from 70s and beyond.
Grab your cup of joe and snuggle next to the fireside.
For Fireside Chats.
And bone.
Wow. You know, we're all soft, and then Lurch has to ruin it like that with his inappropriateness.
You put the ass in
what
classy.
I do.
A little off topic. We're back. Is this 14?
I lost track after two.
Yeah.
we haven't been keeping count at all.
Yeah.
I think we're about running out of space on our Podomatic website. Where
are
you can
we?
Get all of our... We're over halfway filled on our space.
You can only have a certain amount.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a bummer.
On asktheinterns.podomatic.com, where we would recommend getting your a little off-topic fix immediately.
Satisfy all your a little off-topic needs at podomatic.com.
Yeah.
Listen to us naked.
Wow.
That's the way we do prefer it.
You are horny today. Seriously.
That is the way we do prefer it, is if you take your clothes off and hit play and just let it rip.
He warned me before the podcast that I was going to get kissed out in the parking lot, and I was like, who's going to kiss me, buddy? He goes, I am. Just looks at me with those big blue puppy dog eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we all know. Yeah. But no, if you do go to the Podomatic and subscribe, it'll upload right to your iTunes, just like the regular Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast will every day. This will pop up in your iTunes immediately when we upload it, which I do right after recording. So this is volume 14. Volume 15 is going to be a bit delayed. We were just talking about how our schedules are going to be a little screwy, and now that we're all former interns, our schedules are all going to be a little screwy. So be sure to sign up on asktheinterns.podomatic.com. So you get it the day of instead of not knowing when it's going to be there. We will still be on the Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast.
Are we? That's cool. Yeah. Thank you, guys, if you're listening. Thank you.
Yeah,
off. Thanks.
F off. I'm burning bridges now, folks, all right?
Yeah, you're making a paycheck. You don't have anybody to worry about.
I'm a paid employee here. I'm done kissing ass.
Yeah.
All right? We're over with that.
Fighting the man.
One by one. Mm-hmm. So we got a jam-packed show. We have a little audio that we even Yeah, Lurch can't even contain it.
Can't.
We have little
literally.
Audio. We have little audio that we teased from last week from Andy when we were in week 13 of trying to figure out the phones, which we finally figured out, as well as some things from next week. To recap, the name that or trivia debacle, with producer Steve from the varsity program down here slumming it in the JV. Timbo received a little bit of wrath in the email, which... The email, as always, asktheinterns@gmail.com.
Yep.
Boys, Lurch and Andy, how would you sum up the way that trivia game went last week?
I wouldn't go as far as to say that. I mean, I told, what was the email? Was it Timbo?
Timbo,
Timbo.
It was Timbo. Sorry, buddy. I told Timbo, you know, Steve had fun, which he did, and we all laughed and joked. But some of those questions, buddy, general knowledge.
Shitty
is
what they were.
I got caught in the crossfire of Timbo's email saying, if we are too and pre-read the questions, and you know what?
Which is somewhat true.
Yeah, he is right. And the reason we're laughing is because I am now keeping a running tally on the bleeps you just heard from Lurch. So
pussy bitch.
Okay, now come on. This is ridiculous. In 40 seconds, I have three already.
I will get 15 of those.
No, you won't.
Yes, we're gonna will.
Andy was telling me about how he updated his resume.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be able to use anything now for his resume.
Yeah.
I like how last week I could have marked it on Podomatic as clean. This week, already explicit.
Yeah. This
Less than 4 minutes.
Get the fuck over it.
Wow. Okay.
Really? Gratuitous.
Here's what we're doing. Andy, I'm sorry.
Seriously gratuitous.
It just happened, boys. I'm taking this show on the road solo. I turned off their mic. You can yell if you want and be on my mic.
Okay, hold on. Can I switch spots?
Yeah. We're coming over there.
Unbelievable. Lurch, keep it in line, Wiener One Light.
Sorry.
For crying out loud.
Seriously. We are getting you tested for Tourette's after this show. Seriously.
And the parking lot wants to kiss Andy, just walks in here and starts busting out the swear words.
Tourette's and hepatitis C.
But Timbo, I just saw, did in fact send us some Name That Blank list ideas for next week.
Yeah.
So that will be, if we use that, that is Andy's responsibility for next week.
Okay, for sure.
He last hosted 4th of July trivia.
Yeah, the, what was it? The subpar trivia?
Yeah. That's subpar independence trivia is what we labeled it.
Yeah.
So the email, asktheinterns@gmail.com to send your game ideas, your list ideas. Odds are we'll use them because we're lazy, don't want to do our own. Lurch had a bit of an idea for next week. Lurch, what's your idea that you wanted to do just right now and last week?
Talk to the tape, for sure.
And I think we both agree that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
It's funny.
It's a really good idea. Thank you.
We all, I mean, that's one of the more popular bits from the Big Boy Show, is talk to the tape.
And I think it would be fun, definitely, if we can do our own little.
The only thing is we have to record it so you don't hear Andy and myself and Lurch laughing terribly. Otherwise, the person will know that, hey, they're playing a joke with me, on me, so... we're going to record that. Lurch is going to record that, and I think you should record it by yourself because I think people in the room with you make...
Can I do it naked?
Yes, I would encourage it, especially at the radio station.
Yeah.
Where there's no locks on any type of doors. Just get nude and just sit down in a chair, flop your thing right on the table, and just dial the phone.
Just be sure you let Paco and Jorge know so they can let you in.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm serious. It smells like it was out in the hallway is horrible. It smells like it was free bean burrito last night at the Mexican station.
It was a little bit rough.
And no one. Ugh. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh.
It was a tad bit rough.
What's on tap for today?
What's on tap for today is Andy late last week gave us all a little bit of homework, which good for him.
Hey!
Said, hey, I think it's about time we made some new intros now that we decided we're going to stick around for another.
Right?
1 to 2 episodes. That's a joke. We'll be around forever.
I mean, 2 of our 3 intros were Chinamen, about Chinamen, which are funny and are good, but I can understand the redundancy. So I thought, hey, I'm a genius. Let's switch it up a little.
So we did. We all made it. I got mine going last week because I was, over the weeks, I was trying to actually make a new intro. So I had a music bed. That seems to be the biggest problem with all of us. Can I say that? Getting music.
Definitely, no. Yes.
Well, mine was deciding. I had like 3 in my head that I wanted to use. And
I mean, if you have any music beds, please email us because I enjoy making intros. I mean, it's not like it takes us for a long time. But if you have any good music beds, even suggestions, we can find them and download it to asktheinterns@gmail.com. Lurch, you had some trouble this week, didn't you?
I did. It took me a week to find a music bed.
It did.
Really?
Yeah.
You
should have hit me up, dude. Seriously.
Yeah. As of last...
Whatever.
Seriously.
As of last night...
I don't need your damn help.
Oh, as of last night, Lurch texted me and goes, yeah, dude. I don't have music yet, so I don't know if I'll be ready for tomorrow. I said, that's fine. Andy was late the first time, too, so I guess.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, I got it.
Lurch did make it.
I got her done.
Came through in the clutch.
Within
attaboy.
Like an hour.
So we have 3 new intros. The rules and regulations we made had to be a minute 30 or less, and that includes the fade out of the music.
Yes.
So we all did abide by those rules. Andy's coming in as the shortest, which seems most people do appreciate. So I think we're going to play those now. What would you guys prefer we played first? Whose?
I don't care. Let's go with, you want to do a short one, a long one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
My intro.
Here too it is.
My second intro. Here, let me make sure the volume's turned up. All right, here's my second intro that I made.
What's the show called?
It's a little off topic.
We're buddies.
With Wiener too.
It's so good when we're in this frickin' booth and there's a goddamn sign above the door that says recording. It's lit up in mother effing neon red and people bust the door open.
You got it.
Lurch.
We bang 3 times a day. It's awkward and just out of control.
And Andy 2 times.
Fellatio may or may not have happened. We don't have imperial video evidence. We're trying to find that.
What's the show called?
A Little Off Topic. Sounds like an NPR show.
It's f***ing off the topic.
A Little Off Topic. That's a terrible name for a show. It just sounds gay.
You know how I know you're gay?
Said Zane on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Right. A highly credible sounding name.
Well,
you know, whatever.
Two words, you're gay.
And Alert, you were, well, you weren't upset, but you said, oh, you took my gay theme.
Yeah, I was going to do the gay theme, but.
And it wasn't even really a theme. I just, at the end, I decided, well, it's like 50 seconds I want to add on to it. So I took some clips from the varsity program.
Only had 10 seconds worth of good stuff, and then I put the real crap.
I ran out of good material at about 15 seconds. So I bombed her down with music and other nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, and effects. Yeah. I like. I hadn't heard the big boys' comments about that. That's hilarious.
That was. Why can't I remember where that was from? Oh, that was when I had to call in to defend the podcast because Wiener One was a whiny little doucher.
Ah.
Side note: we talked about it. We said we're moving on. I'm not bitter. Is anybody else bitter?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I'm bitter too. I was lying.
A little over it.
Andy, did he sell his car ever or what?
Do we care?
No.
We'll give out his phone number if you want to buy it. Yeah. Went over so well the first time, the whiny little bitch.
Just give his home address so that people can swing by and take a look at it.
Lurch has been there. He could locate it on the map for us. All right. Andy, you advertised yours as the shorter intro.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So here's Andy's. We'll finish up with Bring It Home with Lurch. So here's Andy's. Yeah, I believe
that's not. That's not the music bed. I think you grabbed the wrong one.
I think what happened was I may have opened or mixed it down. Whatever. Yeah, okay, I did technical stuff.
Well, now I know what your music sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, geez, no, I ruined it all.
Well, for those, so I can fill content while you're doing that. Mm-hmm. That the music is Them Crooked Vultures, which is the lead singer from Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh.
John Paul Jones playing bass from Led Zeppelin is in that band also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Dave Grohl playing the drums. So a sprinkle of badass mixed in with a little kick-ass.
Is he from what band is he from?
Foo Fighters.
Okay, yep.
Dave Grohl?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the lead singer, right?
Yep, yep. He played Nirvana drums for guy. Nirvana, yep. Yeah. Yeah. Probot was a side thing. Awkward noises with Lurch. Well, I love it. We can squeeze that in with sex talk.
Why don't you just play mine right now?
I can't because it's in the same program,
right.
So I can't play it while I'm opening another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here we go. For crying out, you know, if there's one person on this show that whines much more than everybody else.
It'd be you, right?
It's high maintenance Lurch over here.
Way to go, perineum breath.
I got to be. I got to be
Woof.
Somewhere, guys.
Yeah.
I got to go. Okay, so, you
I'm
know.
Gonna- I'm going to act like I have friends and places to hang out. So I got to go and sit alone.
Can we get this going, guys?
Yeah.
Move it along.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Oh, whatever. Now he's big timing us. So, okay, where are you, Andy?
He's right across from you.
I don't know. ATT.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, God.
Just play it like that.
I'm going to. I'm going to. Whoa.
Sorry.
For crying out loud, Lurch, we are up to, this is the sixth bleep that I have to put in there, you stupid ass.
Sorry.
This is, I believe this is Andy's. I think we're ready now.
Maybe. I don't know about the Lurch drunk. That doesn't look.
Whatever. All right, just F off. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
This is yours, Lurch, right?
No. Oh, yeah, it is. I thought. Are we playing Andy's or mine?
Whatever. I don't know where Andy's is anymore.
There's Andy's. Okay, play that one.
This is such a GD fiasco.
Yeah, that's mine. No.
Andy two times. Here we go.
It's a little off topic with Wiener 2.
Episodes 1 through about 4 went off without a hitch. 5 was a little slow moving. 6 and 7 off without a hitch. And here we are, Andy 2. Who would have thought week 8 we would have realized Lurch is the glue?
Lurch.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Wiener One. Shut
your mouth.
And Andy two times.
That's clearly the loudest you've ever been. Ever in the history of a little off topic.
It's fucking off the topic.
Loud noises!
Oh, I love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, too good. I love the inclusion. I was hoping to hear Lurch's outbursts again because I missed them.
You know, I was going to put all 50 of them in between the two podcasts, but I couldn't get the internet to stay up long enough to download it and then throw it in. And
man, you did, too. You unloaded on that poor kid. Hindsight, I could not be more glad that you did that.
Yeah.
He just needed to shut up.
I was going to say, not that he didn't deserve it, but
he should have. He should have learned his lesson. So, Lurch, bringing it home, your intro that you found music for last night.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's a little off topic.
My brother has
to
help
me remove
my
clothes.
No,
you
got to
start further forward, dude.
Where?
Forward?
Yeah. Back. Get in there big time and. Big timing.
I'm big time. Where am I?
See the yellow? Grab the yellow
all the way back. It was already at the start.
No, it wasn't, you douche. All right.
Okay. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
It's a little off topic.
My brother has to help me remove my clothes. I proceeded to serenade his then fiance to I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
With Wiener 2.
My God, who wouldn't I mind getting on my knees for?
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
I had to pee, so I walk outside of the garage, unzip my zipper, kind of pull my schlong out a little bit, and I start pissing. And then right when I'm done, I realize my leg's feeling a little warm.
Oh, no.
And I didn't pull it out all the way.
Lurch.
The pee hole was like half outside of my outside of my jean, and then the other half was just being blocked by my jeans.
Grab a broom. Don't cost nothing.
I was in just wife beater and boxers. Like, yeah, it was bad news bears. Kind of the kicker was, though, that the boxers that I was wearing, they have on the back of them, it looks like there's a remote control wedged in the ass of them, and it says, where's the remote?
And Andy two times.
And so I'm wandering around this hallway. People probably thought that I literally had the remote in my ass. I literally had the in my ass. Oh, wow.
Oh, that was good.
Nice.
A little vulgar.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over it.
Good God, man. That's great.
You literally had wiener in your ass.
I did. Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Andy?
God, I thought it was uncomfortable. Now I get what it was. I thought it was just a shadow following me around the whole time, and it was somebody with their wiener in my bum.
Yeah,
but it was me.
Jesus!
those will start to be put into the rotation of intros now.
Yeah.
Along with soft jazz and fireside chats.
For sure.
With a little off-topic crew.
There might be a format change.
Yeah. If you want to make an intro for us.
Yeah.
You know, I know there was one guy who said that he wanted to. I do feel a little uncomfortable sending Free Beers audio that he made for us just because of whatever type of copywriting issues that he might have.
I don't think there's any copywriting issues.
I don't want to send his voice to other people.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it at least without his permission.
Yeah,
and
so I'm not going to do that, but what you can do is do the same thing that Lurch kind of did, is take, you know, me, one of us saying each other's name, whatever. You can record your own voice saying our names, whatever it might be. Do what you want. If you want to do that, go ahead and do it. Send it to us at asktheinterns@gmail.com or even send it to idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com so they can listen to it. I know they still, and especially with that new mongrel crowd of interns, for crying out loud, they're probably looking for any good sign from their interns they can find with those filthy idiots.
How are those mongrels doing anyway?
I haven't heard, didn't hear much about them this week.
I don't listen anymore.
Yeah, I've moved on. I'm grown up. Immature idiots.
I don't know. They look like, they do look so shady, dude. But I don't know. They look like they can't really get much done.
No, they look like animals. I mean, that's the only way to describe them is that they look like animals.
They look like if you go out on a date with them. They look like if you go out on a date with them, you get dinner and a movie and a complimentary date rape.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
Like, hey, thanks. You know, I enjoyed Inception. Yeah? Boom. Here's a roofie. Yeah.
Did you guys see Inception?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I did. I liked it. I saw it twice, actually. I liked it so much.
I saw it twice, too, once on IMAX.
When you fell asleep once, too. Yeah, Lurch's movie review was great, by the way. Did you like Inception?
Yeah, I liked it. I fell asleep halfway through. I figured it was about dreaming, so I mean, I don't care.
That was great. We should do that again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I saw that, and I did see Predators because I want to see it, you know.
Want to see that.
Yeah, we were going to see it as a show, and then everybody decided no, and Lurch told... Last I heard on the a little off-topic outing to see Predators was, Andy and I are seeing it tomorrow. You're not invited.
Yeah. I never got a text, which I feel a little disappointed about. Yeah,
you know what, Andy? Maybe you and I should start hanging out, and
I
we
think
should
so.
Kick Lurch to the curb.
I think you guys should.
I think Lurch is the one going Hollywood on us.
Right?
What?
You're going big time, Lurch.
I guess so.
I mean, not in talent-wise.
Oh, no, definitely
we
not.
We already know you peaked in that regard.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
A couple more things. But next in line here, something we have to get to, and I was overjoyed when this happened last week.
Yes.
When we had our little issue trying to get phones. Obviously, nobody heard that on air or on the podcast when we got producer Steve on the phone. But it took us 30 minutes and three employees to figure out how to dial out a phone call that we could all hear.
An engineer, a dude that looks like an armadillo, and a couple of us.
God, that guy. Oh, we're not going to talk about him because now that I'm an employee here, I don't want to risk
it. Who cares? He doesn't
know. Yeah, that's
a
good point.
And he doesn't know who we're talking about anyway.
He has no idea. He doesn't think he looks like an armadillo.
Of course not.
Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, here we
go. Andy has the best coffee breath I've ever smelled.
Yeah,
get real close up to this microphone and...
In case
I was going to go with the water, but then I thought, no, I'm going to go with coffee since I have to get real close to Lurch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And in case you're wondering, Lurch and Andy are still sharing a microphone.
Yeah.
When we graduated from the radio show, we did not graduate to better equipment.
No, of
in
course
this building.
Not. No.
Oh. And so we are still have Andy and Lurch on a weekend. Sneaking and stealing Steve's microphone and equipment.
Yeah, going into the big boy booth using some
headphones. There's nobody
here.
We're all naked. Yeah. You think Lurch is joking? Yeah. We'll take a picture. I'm nude as you can be.
Are you down for a post show tickle fight?
Yes. Right can on. There be pillows?
Why post show? Why don't we just do it? You know,
our listeners love us. No matter what we do.
All right.
So we'll do that right now.
Post show tickle fight. Schmegma on three. 1, 2, 3. Schmegma. There you go.
Woof.
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 You did that before, and I don't think. Or was that Andy?
I said it. I said it once, and he keeps saying it.
And we never discovered it. You guys will understand. You'll get it. You'll get it. And then I think
you'll get it at the end of this bit right here.
And then 10 minutes later, I'm going to go, wait, what?
It's just an.
Thank you.
Good explanation. We appreciate it. Anyway. We got a little off topic there. That was crazy.
Yeah, we did, right?
Yes. Anyway, this is what we were trying to do. We had Andy on the phone standing outside the door in the hallway of a busy radio station on a weekday on the phone trying to figure out what to do. And we kept just told Andy, just stay out there and just keep talking and tell us if you can hear us.
And the thing was, I was on the phone. They were in the booth going, Andy, do you hear us? Do you hear us? And I'm just talking because I didn't hear anything. So that's kind of what the whole setup for this whole thing
is. And that's what you'll hear. You'll hear a little bit of the armadillo chiming in. You'll hear me mostly going, Andy, just keep chiming in. This is the edited version. I cut it down from about 18 minutes.
That's great.
To about it's a little under six.
Okay.
If you want to hear the full version, I'm going to go ahead and post that right now to the Podomatic website, asktheinterns.podomatic.com. It's 18 minutes, and I'm telling you, it's not exciting, but it's the whole thing in its glory with Lurch even trying it a little bit. But here it is, 6 minutes of Andy two times as him talking to himself in the hallway of a busy radio station. Can't hear him. See. Obviously, me.
You know?
I still don't hear anything.
Andy? Andy.
Nothing.
Andy?
Yeah, you think you can? Yeah.
Speak, Andy. Andy. A little Lurch noise.
So, yeah. I have this really weird rash.
Andy?
I don't really want to talk about it that much, but I guess I will. It has hair on it.
Andy?
Not my own hair. It's growing its own hair. It's in the shape of Abraham Lincoln. Well,
Andy,
not so much Abraham Lincoln, but
Andy.
His beard and his hat.
Andy.
It's really kind of weird. I'm pretty sure it talks to me.
Andy.
Pretty sure it has a mind of its own at this point. It's kind of strange. Scaly, I would classify it. It doesn't really smell
Andy.
So much
Andy,
as
can you hear me?
Reek.
Andy.
It smells like kind of like an old musty cheese with socks draped over them. And with a hint, I don't know why, but
Andy,
Andy, in a place where you can't see when I have pants on. Yes. No guess. Well, this has been fun. Gotta go back in the studio now.
No, Andy, was there anybody
These
out
bitches?
There?
No. No, well, there were like people walking back and forth and stuff sometimes, but like other than that, I was able to find my own little nook and chill and wait.
Still nothing.
Heading to what?
Andy! Getting frustrated. Andy! Andy! Starts weeping. Andy?
Just kidding. She goes really crying. Nothing. Nope. Nothing at all.
No.
Because
why wouldn't you sing?
Isn't that weird?
I was probably walking at the time. Yeah. Playing some...
I came up with a new word. I didn't really come up with it as so much as it's an actual word. It's the clinical definition of the area between your genitalia and your butthole. It's called the perineum. One of my new favorite words. I learned it yesterday, and I've been using it a lot, perineum.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever had a conversation about.
It's actually perineum.
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 Sorry, I paused it there. And that now the insult when Andy called Lurch perineum breath a few minutes ago makes a little more sense to everybody.
Yeah, and even then I got it wrong. It's perineum.
Perineum. Perineum. Thank you, Andy, for the clarification.
I've just listened to it and realized I said it wrong. So
it'll happen when you correct yourself.
Right?
Yeah, we were definitely saving this. Maybe playing it back right now. That's where we acknowledge
it. Maybe it's just me. I think it's a cool word. I always wanted to know what the technical term was.
Make sure to send it. I'll send it to you. You send
Taint and gooch are not actual biological terms. Perineum.
Well, that's fine.
For those listening. Serious.
I love you, Andy.
Still nothing.
It's like Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Well, not really his beard.
Still nothing.
I saw Inception last night.
Yeah, I'll be going tonight at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I got to take a nap, though, dude. I'm out. I guess I could have cut this out.
Nothing at all.
But then it's...
I had no idea you guys were recording the whole time.
Yep.
We've been
browsing
phones for 6 weeks, and we finally decided to ask somebody.
Well,
oh, that's all right. Where's the phone?
Oh, there's the armadillo.
It's the phone. Here's the mic.
On mic.
Let's see. What else can I talk about here?
Okay.
He starts interrupting Andy in a second.
I couldn't.
I have a tail. I don't know if you knew that. I was not currently, but I was born with one. And it was like the shape of like a big toe.
Right.
Originally.
Sounds like he's answering you.
And it ended up getting sculpted.
Tremano. Hey, can you hear us now? Can you hear us?
That thing that's on top of Mikhail Gorbachev's head.
Red do dick. Hello, you can't hear us, can you?
More like that now.
Hello, you can't hear us, can you?
So that's good. Just kind of blend in a little bit with the other random patches of red,
awesome.
Scaly, gross skin that I have all over.
This is beautiful audio.
Chicks dig it, though. They pay me $5 and I let them lick it. It's probably incredibly awkward. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't have a
waiting.
Man. Couldn't tell you why. That makes no sense at all.
And I still hear nothing.
Thank you, Armadillo, for pressing the same buttons, you idiot.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, I don't know if anybody knows.
So you can't hear us, can you?
He put a golf ball in.
Can't hear us, can you?
I don't know if anybody knows. Let's see.
Yeah. I was going to say Mike.
Oh, lovely. There's a room full of people.
Sean Gavin.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey.
Lurch? And that's the end of Andy. This
Lurch.
Is just Lurch. I just put
can't
this on.
Anything? I can't hear you either. Well, when your mic's
on. Yeah, we can usually hear it through the.
Hello.
You can hear him through the headphones.
Did you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Lurch.
Hello.
Nothing.
Keep it active, though. Keep the line open a second.
Oh, sorry. Here.
Hello.
That's the end of that. You never realize how goofy you sound
yeah.
until you listen back to it. Wow. But that is That's the audio from Andy's adventure in the hallways last week. Andy, are you embarrassed?
Not really embarrassed. I was so bored out there. I was just like, I'm just going to start talking. And then as I'm talking, hopefully they'll cut in and go, hey, Andy, we hear you. And then I can stop. But no, not after 20 minutes.
Just continued to look like an idiot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was miserable seeing people out there. And I'm talking about my red, weird, Miguel, scaly patches. Yeah. And hair.
Gorbachev's head or something.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell I was talking about half the time.
You really have a tail?
Not anymore.
No, Lurch.
You're weird and different. Get out.
Yeah. We don't take too kind of you. So, but that is the Andy audio. Again, I'll post that full unedited audio to asktheinterns.podomatic.com unless we run out of space, and then I will delete it.
Yeah.
But as of now, we are okay, unless we will take donations to pay for the premium account.
Donations would be awesome. I got to get through college somehow.
Yeah. No, we'll use it for the show, everybody. No, we're going to lunch. Yeah. That's how it's going. So, no, but that's the Andy audio. We have one more thing that I wanted to get to today. I did a little show prep. I'm going to turn the computer screen for me boys here.
Right.
I didn't get real close and adorable there, guys. Mm-hmm. Got two lists. Crack.com. Same thing as last time. We'll decide to do one unless you guys don't want to do either. We are running currently at about 31 minutes. Do we want to do one?
Let's do one.
And I remember last time we said let's do one.
I was going to say.
And we just ended up doing both anyway.
If it turns to shit, mark it.
I have.
I wanted to get one in.
Of course.
Me too, you f***er.
Come on!
You don't got to mark that one down twice, you dickhead. Oh, it's not really even.
Nah, we'll let that one go. All right. Anyway, I got two lists. We'll choose one. Okay. What I have is a list of the article's titled, If Movie Titles Were Honest.
Saw it.
What?
I saw it on Cracked last week.
Oh, did you read it?
Yeah.
All right. We won't do that one.
No.
The one we will do, 7 Sex Tips from Cosmo That Will Put You in the Hospital.
Read it 12 times.
Yeah.
Wrote it.
Lurches into the pain thing. A little bit creepy for the rest of us, but who are we to judge, I guess?
I know. Yeah.
But
different
most of these.
For different folks.
When I did read these, a lot of them seem to be like.
Sexual?
Well, submitted from guys who were kind of playing Cosmopolitan magazine for a joke or whatever.
Okay.
But if I could actually have you do a favor and not try to stare at the screen, Lurch, when I read those.
Sorry.
I know it is your natural thing.
Do me a favor
thing.
And start this bit already.
Oh!
Wow, there it is.
Move it along, Lurch returns. Hey, Lurch. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Number 7. I don't know how anybody could ever make this on any list or how Cosmopolitan magazine would even acknowledge this. Number 7, titled Bite the Family Jewels.
Nah. Okay, go on. I hope this is going to get a little bit better.
Found from Cosmo's website, reader submitted, I guess. They have a little clip from a lady named Karen, who's 26. Very
what
softly
up, Karen?
bite the coin sack.
The testicles.
Yeah.
The balls.
I can't speak for every guy, but
the dangly bits.
For me and all the other guys I've been with, that is not.
What?
that is not something interested in.
No,
at all.
No.
What's going on the next intro?
That's
Zach Niblin is not on the top of my list. Sorry.
Hey, sweetie, listen. Our sex life's good.
Yeah.
I've been missing something. It's a little bit of pain.
Yeah. Sweetheart, I mean this in the most honest and nice possible way. Bite my balls.
Another, are you talking to me?
Yeah. By sweetheart, I mean Lurch.
Number 6, related, I guess, and I believe this was from, they actually have the Cosmopolitan, volume 237, issue 1, page 106. What are you doing?
That's something dangling off your chin.
You do?
Oh, it's good now.
Good, thank you.
I didn't see anything.
I'm staring at a screen. I look to my right, and I see Lurge attacking me like a slow-mo character from a movie.
I will bite your balls.
Yeah. Number 6, like I said, from the magazine, titled Shake His Nuts.
Wow.
And by nuts, I'm talking about peanuts, of course. We wouldn't be talking about sexual at all.
Yeah.
And it was from an episode or a magazine. Yeah.
Shake His Nuts.
Shake.
What men crave the most in bed? Emma Taylor. A couple ladies submitted this. Oh, a guy, Curtis, 33. Oh. Has to be a joke, like I said. Curtis says, the most amazing mouth party I've ever had was from a woman who jiggled me back and forth with her hand like she was shaking dice in a cup.
Yum, 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 yum. That's the image that kind of popped in my mind first.
I thought I was going to explode.
Yeah. Wow. Probably because she was tugging on your balls so
hard. Yeah, yeah, you're about to punch her from pain.
Oh, my God.
For crying out loud. No, I know Lurch is just a sexual minx.
Oh, yeah.
Lurch. Fiend. Yeah. Scale of 1 to 10, how awesome is it getting your balls shaken?
He's
like
doing it
dice?
Right now.
I'm literally doing it right now.
I'm moving over.
And it's at an 11 right now.
Like I said, we are all naked, and Lurch was just playing Yahtzee with his coin
purse.
Keep
that hand away from me.
Keep your hands to yourself, you animal.
I have a pencil, and I don't mind
Number five, and this is, maybe some people are into this, the S&M weirdos. Yank the hairs. Yank the short ones.
Oh,
the pubes.
Yeah.
The short and curlies. Yank them?
Sounds a little painful to me.
Little known
out
from a guy from the website named Caesar. A little known erogenous known. The area between a guy's navel and the
landing
the
strip.
The schlonger there.
The landing strip.
Lick it, tickle it, or gently tug.
Maybe that's not the entire language.
Gently tug, maybe, but maybe. The way it's titled, yank his hair.
I have an important question. What if you don't have any hair down there?
Yeah, wax.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
That's what I was asking because of Lurch. I saw them and I was curious.
Oh, we just saw him when he was playing Yahtzee down
there.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that
looks like a couple of round little midget, bald midgets in his pants. It's crazy.
And here's one. And I don't know who tries this. This has to be.
I try it. If it's on the list, I try it.
This has to be figured out by accident. Give him a sneezegasm.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Love sneezegasms.
From the website again, Cindy32, clearly an obese whale, trying to figure out new. Take this, Cindy. Trying to figure out a new way to please her man. Sprinkle a little pepper on his nose right before he, as the big boy show would say, goes.
You're going to have time to put pepper under his nose? Before,
sneezing can feel similar to an orgasm and amplify the feel-good.
Yeah, but sprinkle. Hold on. Yeah,
let me test it out, Andy.
Yeah, let me grab a pepper grinder and throw it on your...
Well, all we have is water.
Yeah. So just vigorously splash that in my face, and I'm sure it'll cause me to sneeze. And
I don't know. Maybe I should try that. Maybe I will go home. Treat myself like an amusement park and just dip my face in a pile of pepper.
You don't got to do this alone, man.
Well, this is going to be part of the tickle party post-show, right?
Oh, yeah.
This has been...
Videos
and
will
this
be
is,
up online.
And this is fairly remarkable. The gayest, a little off-topic, we've ever had.
Can I... Hold on. Sorry. Sneeze and splooge. That's the word. I don't know why that just keeps... That just popped into my head, and I wanted to get that in there before we move on. Anyway, move on.
Hold on, everybody. Yeah. I won't interrupt programming. Sneeze and splooge.
For some reason, just... Yeah. Okay.
Got to flip the page. We're going to the top three.
Mm-mm.
Top three. This one titled, and I think we'll understand fairly quick, especially Andy, who grew up on an Amish farm.
That's right. Uh-oh. Farm animals.
him and cousin Yoder.
Yeah, that's right. The Amish folk.
Number three, milk his cow.
Oh, my God.
Now, Andy, in your cow milking experience, it's a fairly rigorous activity, am I right?
It is. That's the reason that I have carpal tunnel to this day, is from vigorously milking my cow. Cows, in general. Moving along.
Titled from an issue with his secret sex wishes. No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
That's right.
I don't have secret wishes. Thank you, Lurch, for your art.
You're... Highly inappropriate.
You might not want to throw that piece of paper away.
What is it?
You got all the times written down on it.
Oh, whatever. Who cares? I'm not bleeping anything. It's a f***ing disaster.
That shit.
It really sucks when a woman handles your manhood with care. Whatever, Steven. These are those creepy people who are putting on masks, going on chat roulette, and hurting themselves, and so anybody can watch them do it. The creeps.
Don't be careful right now. Tug on it.
Yeah,
we're gonna have sex. I'm gonna need some forceps, a pair of pliers, and a screwdriver. Yeah. If you could,
ladies, our units aren't that sensitive. This is from Steven. We need you to get a little rough with them. Squeeze hard. Really grab onto it like you're milking a cow. You may think you're hurting him, because you are, but I guarantee if you ask, he'd request more, more. No, we wouldn't.
No.
Don't do that.
No. God.
I mean, Andy and Lurch and I are all, we Boy, are just, yeah. well, we are sexual
yeah,
machines.
Dynamos, if you will.
And we know from experience, okay? And Allison, listener Allison, will attest to this.
Yeah, that's right. She loves you.
I'm just kidding.
Aww.
No, it's not Allison. What's
no,
your number?
I'm sorry. 17. You're not even listening anymore.
No. I don't know. It's not a joystick. It's not like you're playing a game
of
ColecoVision.
Stop 1 second. Number two, go joystick on his on his thing.
So, wow.
Yeah. Number two, titled Go Joystick on his, you know,
We're
going to
need a full rundown on these because this entire list is the most morbid.
From Cosmopolitan 2004, titled 100 Sex Tips from Guys So Another Guy Submitted. And look, again, I don't
6 years ago.
Guys,
oh, yeah,
people change. You yeah. know that?
Yeah. Yeah, once his thing doesn't work anymore because it's been.
When I was 14, I liked it getting dugged on. But now it's just, you know, just be gentle.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm a little more sensitive now, guys.
Lurch was for the grip it and rip it method, but now he's kind of over it.
From the 2004 issue, move it all around like an old school Atari joystick, up, down, side to side, in a circle. I don't even know how that's erotic. How does that turn anybody on? Like,
1 sec, I'll show you.
wait. Oh, that's really weird,
yeah,
Lurch.
There we go.
You know what, though? It all makes sense now.
God.
It all makes sense.
What is that wart thing?
You don't need to worry about that, all right?
He's getting it checked out, Andy, all right? We didn't need to bring that up on air. I'll bleep that one.
I asked you not to do that.
I'll edit that one out again. Yeah.
You told me it was your all-seeing third eye.
The number one sex tip from Cosmo that will put you in the hospital. Or, I mean, hospital, obviously exaggerating, but in some serious pain.
But at least you'll have finished. Gone.
Clearly. Number one, they titled, Put Him in the Effing Hospital.
Are you serious?
But no, the way they describe it. Okay, and I've read this in advance. I will describe it, and I think everybody will know immediately. Well, most guys, I don't know if preteen girls were doing this to all their buddies.
I hope not.
Andy, have you ever received a snake bite?
No.
Give me your arm.
Is that like the Indian burn? Yeah. Ah, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Is where you place
snake
your
bite.
Both fists around whatever object you might be doing this.
And rub. Squeeze.
Jesus Christ.
You were going to write it down, but you don't got paper for it, do you?
I'll use this one.
Yeah. That'll be the only one you have. We'll make it all the way through. And we'll delete.
Okay.
We'll beep that one out.
But it's where you put both of your hands around the object.
Jack.
Stop it! Just effing stop it! Jesus!
Oh, man.
This is horrible.
You can sit here and bleep them afterwards. I know you have to work, but this is ridiculous. Jesus.
Loves us.
Good God.
That's funny.
Whatever.
Are we better?
You just no. You I'm not good? Better. I am angry.
Are you guys good?
I have to stop after this, and it's gonna take me 30 mother effing minutes to go through all these cues and bleep them because Lurch. Well, guys, I know I just got recording. Headphones are off. I'm leaving.
It's gonna happen.
You're not invited to the tickle party. Ah!
Oh man!
Snake bite where you put both your. Hands around the wiener.
And he still tries to describe it.
And pull them in opposite directions. Yeah. I don't know that. There's no way. Whatever.
So rip on the pubes, grab the balls, and just shake vigorously. Joystick.
Suck real hard.
Did I say rip out the pubes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Perineum.
All fantastic
Perineum.
Suggestions.
Perineum.
I'm getting the hell out of here because I now have another 25 minutes worth of bleeping to do because Lurch is such a doucher.
That's true. That is true.
Let's just record again.
We'll just redo it. We'll edit this all out. We'll starting from scratch. AskTheInterns at gmail.com with your games or lists.
Or intros.
AskTheInterns.podomatic.com.
Yeah, please do that. I know I have noticed a little bit of a spike, too, in subscribers lately. Always good to see. We appreciate everybody listening.
What do we got? Like
subscribers?
Five?
If you guys can fill content, I'll pull it up.
Doop, 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 do Hey, you asked us to film content.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to step on toes, boys.
It's okay. Content is filled.
And we're back. All thanks for the show tunes, Andy and Lurch's show tunes. It's a weekly segment here.
It
on
is
a little
about,
off topic.
Mm-hmm. That ranks up there with the in-studio Chinese fire drill. I think we should do that.
Those
again,
are very fun. No, but even in downloads, not today as much because we're a little bit low, but yesterday, 13 new subscribers within the last week, 37 within the last 30 days, 76 new subscribers, and that's just in the last month, so that's in the last
sweet.
Four volumes. But we do that, and like we said, subscribing will put it right on your iTunes, and you can listen to it live, or not live, but immediately after it happens. So
yeah.
We appreciate everybody listening. AskTheInterns.podomatic.com. AskTheInterns@gmail.com.
Free beer and hot wings.
All your love mail about how awesome we are. Timbo, we appreciate all your love, man. Why don't you go ahead and forward those to idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com. We appreciate it.
I don't think they have time to read those.
Oh. I'm sure they'll find it. They have read the previous ones that people have sent reviewing our podcast here. Yeah. So, and now the worst they can do to us is just kick us out of the building.
Right.
So what do we care?
Yeah.
We're big time. We'll make our own studio.
That's right.
Like we talked
we're
about.
We're going global.
We're taking off. I got editing to do. This will be up shortly.
I'll sit with you, buddy.
AskTheInterns@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back sometime with volume 15. Thanks for listening.
Later, gang.